Hey everyone, Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to take a moment before today's episode to share some exciting announcements. I love to share all my exciting announcements and fun things that are going on in my life. So, a couple more narrated audiobooks have hit the shelves. You can check those out. If you go to my website, terrywelbrock.com, you can find different tabs on my website. So, there's speaking tab. So if I've spoken on summits or podcasts, and you can go listen to those if you want to know my insights on the world and life. And then there's a books tab. And so that will list my audiobooks and that I've narrated. And there's now seven that are completed, two more in the works. And so if you know of anyone who's written a book, or if you yourself has and looking for a narrator, please reach out to me. You can send me an email at info@terrywelbrock.com. info@terrywelbrock.com. Some of the other tabs on my website include the podcast, the Healers of Hilton Head series. There's a tab for that. And the, as I'm liking to call it, the financial health tab. So let's talk about some products that I can help you with. I have all kinds of fun stuff. From living benefits to mortgage protection to life insurance to college savings accounts for your kiddos, retirement accounts, a debt-free life program. Wow, I'm learning about that and it's one of my favorites. Absolutely amazing. So if you have credit cards, student loans, mortgage, all that fun stuff, we have an amazing, amazing, amazing product to talk about. So Scott's going to be joining me mid-episode to talk a little bit about that, Scott Summers. Here on Hilton Head Island. And so, yeah, you can learn a little bit more about each of those things. All right, now for today's very informational and educational interview. Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Place podcast. I am your host, Terry Welbrock, and super thrilled to have with me today Faust Ruggiero. And he is here to talk about, oh my gosh, he has this series of books. He is an author and therapist. And I'm super excited to learn from him. As many of you know, for all of you who've listened to this 300 plus episodes of this show, we talk about anxiety and yeah, just the healing paths that we can take. So welcome, Faust.
There is a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I know, again, I just had told you I just flew home for a family funeral. And so I'm so excited that I was able to get on and off those flights without issues and putting all the work that I had done for my healing journey. So talk to us about this book series that you have. You had the first one, you just had a recent release of the second one, and now you just told me you have a third one coming out Christmas time.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I've been counseling for a long time. I came out of grad school in 1979, so it's been a while. As I got toward call at the end of, more toward the end of the counseling career, and I'm still counseling. I said it's time to get the message out. You accumulate so much information, and say, well, I can share this. I just need a format to do that. So I wanted to write something that everyone could read, not just target specific parts of the population. So I wanted a format that could be something everyone could understand, small chapters, lots of information, and then the exact steps. Here's the information in the chapter. Now do all these things. So we did the Fix Yourself Handbook first. It went over really well. Lots of people, all different demographics reading it. And of course, that came out right around the pandemic time. And then after that, we said, okay, what's the second one in the series? What's that going to be? And then we looked at the anxiety that's everywhere. So we did the anxiety book, which is the Fix Your Anxiety Handbook. That's what was released in June. And this third book coming out is the Fix Your Depression Handbook. So we moved from anxiety to depression. And the goal in all these books is to provide information that people can use, not just give them information. It's only like a counseling center, a counseling session, if you will. You go in, you want your therapist to give you the right information. You want to ask questions. Then you want to know, what can I do now? Step by step, what can I do? And that's what the books are designed to do.
Gosh, I swear I just had that thought this morning. Again, coming from a funeral and watching so many people just hurting. My brother-in-law talked about mental health and men. And I just thought to myself, like, it's so important to have the what can I do answered, because that's the part that everyone struggles with. Like, oh yeah, you can talk all day about mental health and depression and anxiety and panic and trauma, but it's the what do I do?
And that is the key. I can give you tons and tons of information. It's that old thing people will say, knowledge is power. Knowledge is knowledge. The ability to apply the knowledge is where the power comes from. So when people come into my office, I want them to, search their soul. I want them to do all those things that we do in counseling. And then let's look at the information. Okay, you said this is what you're suffering from. Let's look at the components that go into that. Let's personalize it for you. And then let's give you a kind of a blueprint, a roadmap. So when you leave, you're starting to work specifically with these items. Then we'll talk about them next week. That's what I've done with the books. I wanted it to simulate that counseling experience. And also, since the chapters are small, 6, 7 pages, and then those action points are there, it can be used as a reference book anytime. So a year from now, geez, I'm getting anxious. I'm getting angry again. What do? I go to that chapter. I read the information, which refreshes my brain. And then I say, that's what I have to do. And I stop doing those things. That's what I think a self-help book should do.
Right. So many things that you just said. One, as a reader, thank you for short chapters. I love when I pick up a book and I'm like, oh, I can absorb this in a short amount of time. And yes, when I open some of these other books and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is 53 pages long for this chapter. It's so
And
long.
if you have to go back and reference it because you forgot something or you slipped a bit, now you've got to go find where it is. Then it's embedded in this long chapter where the chapters, the way I write them, say, okay, on the first book, for example, people pleasing is one of the chapters. And, people say, and I'm slipping back. I'm doing all these things for these people. I'm not happy. They're not happy. What am I doing wrong? And I read this a year, a year and a half ago. I can go right back. The chapter says people pleasing, et cetera. Okay, there's the information. Now I'm getting it. I got to do these and stop doing these. That's what it
Yes.
should be.
Oh my gosh, I love it. The other thing that you said was something along the lines of individualized. And so, yes, I love that approach of we're not cookie cutters. Like it's so you look at the whole person and say, and in the second part of that, you said, the soul searching part, that on a holistic level, like it's a spirit and body and mind and all of it.
Yeah, it's a great point. And when I write, I want my people to understand that they're not, this is not who they are. If you have anxiety, you're not anxiety. You have depression, you're not depression. It's a condition that you have. And I talk about that all the time. Your personal monster, if you will, your personal life stealer, I call it, the various terms I use. And that's what we're treating. It's not who you are. And since it's yours, then we're going to define how that anxiety affects you personally. The treatment plan should be designed to personally address those issues. You're right. Too many people are saying, well, this is what we should do. This is anxiety. This is how you treat it. That's a great foundation. But then we're talking to a live person who thinks and feels and hurts and laughs and does all those things. Whatever they have is theirs. It's defined by them genetically, environmentally, call it what you will. But we want to tailor the approach specifically for that person. When we do that, not only do we treat them well, it as far as counselors are concerned, it gives us the empathy. It gives us all those tools we need to get inside and love them, if you will, for who they are. That's necessary.
Oh, yes, 100%. And so the actionable steps, the steps you utilize, is it geared towards like brain rewiring, like having people change habitual patterns and so forth?
It's all about that. I always say learning is a function of repetition over time. So what I'm telling people is, okay, we are going to rewire some things. Okay, it's going to take some time. If you think about it, you learned all these bad habits. So we know your brain can learn. Even when they come in and say, I just can't, I say, yes, you can. You've been doing it, but wrong information, wrong application. We're just going to change that around and step by step in piecemeal fashion, whatever you need at your pace, we're going to rewire some things. We're going to make some new connections. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm telling you, it so works, folks. I've talked about it before, but getting on these flights, I had just, coming home, especially, getting on that flight yesterday, I had had an emotional morning. I was still really reeling from the funeral and, a 26-year-old, it's too hard. It was just an incredibly difficult experience. And so the grief was still in my system. And with my history of flying, and I used to have to take Xanax and like a horrific fear of flying, but I had done all this amazing healing work. And so stepping onto that flight, sitting down and knowing, having my coping skills toolbox that I had built over the years of actionable steps that I had learned personally. And then utilizing those and being able to say, oh, let me do some somatic stuff if I'm feeling, something stirring in my body, or let me do some, breath work, let me do whatever it was. Like I would, some mindfulness in being here, bringing myself into a grounded moment here and now. I mean, again, being able to then take those steps, wow, it really does change your life.
It does. And they're not as complicated as we think they are. Excuse me. They are just simple little things that we move away from. We don't. So what we'll do is we'll get on the plane and we'll say, oh my God, I hope the plane doesn't crash. I hope this. I'll never get that. What happens if it gets up and we're up 30,000 feet and I'm having an anxiety attack? I can't jump off the plane. That we're doing all these things versus, okay, I'm here. Let me look at some of the things, like you said. Breathing exercises are going to help. Do I need a little something to calm me down? I'll know that ahead of time. And we build all these little reference points. So when they say, what can I do? Oh, let me just grab this and bring it over. And I can grab this. The very fact that we're doing that keeps us right in the moment and has the brain not going forward and backward and all over the place. Because if you got a fear of flying, it's usually something that can be irrational, or you had a bad experience somewhere else. So it's coming from somewhere, and we want to put some rational thinking and some applicable tools into the mix. And it's really not difficult, but we're really good at throwing our emotions into everything, which is another big point that I teach. Let's get your intellect working before your emotions. Your emotions have their say. Your brain does the work to organize what you need to do.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea of yes. Let's kind of make a plan ahead of time. Get your brain in on it. And I did. I love coloring in a Zen adult coloring book, flowers and pretty scenes, and I have my big pack of gel pens. And so when I sit down, I immediately just start coloring. And again, it's very grounding because I'm choosing the colors and I'm staying in these very tiny little spaces with my gel pens and not trying to go out of the lines. But then as my brain would start to shift to scary thoughts, I would shift to something else. And I would be like, oh, I'm going to get my laptop out and play a game of solitaire. And so it was, again, it was just kind of moving around and moving around. And so, again, I love that you're giving many actionable steps to people, because then it is creating this coping skills toolbox and things that they can, because sometimes one thing's going to work for somebody, and then maybe the next time they'll need something else, right?
Exactly. And my most important theme in everything I write is that we have a power inside us. It's already there. All these things that we need to do are already there. We would not have survived as a species if they weren't, but we stop using them. We rely on other things. We divert our attention to negative energy. Do we do all those things? And they're already inside. All it's I always say it's like You have a wonderful garage and your car's parked out in the driveway because you filled it with so much crap, so much garbage that you can't get your car in. So what we're going to do is purge all this stuff out of your life, these negative ways you do things. We're going to access those PowerPoints, which are already there, and we're going to teach you how to use them. It's a very simple process. Nothing I do is trendy and all this stuff that people like. That, well, I have this new wonderful format. You don't need it. All you need to do is go back inside and get what's already there. You already have it. You don't have to go find it. It's there.
Wow, fascinating. Now, do your these chapters, these steps, do they build upon one another? I mean, is it like,
Absolutely.
oh, you do this and then we move to this step?
By all the books and everything I do in counseling is done as a journey. So when I start, let's say the Fix Your Anxiety Handbook, which is the one that is out now. It'll start as the person is anxious and not functioning well and confused and conflicted, all those things, and it take them through a journey. So everything builds, as you said, but it when you get to the end of the book, it's sort of like you almost like you read a self-help novel, if you will. You got there and they said, ah, that's what it looks like when I get to where I'm going. Because that's the other part of this we don't see in self-help books. No one tells us what it's going to look like when we get there. So I build all the chapters on each other, each one saying, this is what you need to do. Every chapter getting just a little bit more complex, not much, just a little. And when you get to where we're going, this is how it's going to look. You're still going to be living your life. You're still going to be building things into it because that never stops. But this is going to be the point where you can say, kind of, oh, I can put, I can exhale a bit and I can do these things and it works.
Yeah, that's so empowering. I mean, again, as a survivor slash thriver, to be able to reach that point of, oh, and looking back and saying, yeah, now I see the journey, how I've made it to this point, and this is a triumph moment.
And when you give them that destination, I don't like to call them destination, but that point where they're going to feel good about themselves, they see that what it does is it makes the other part things they're doing come alive. Well, I'm doing this because I'm going to get here, and now I'm doing this, and now I see myself getting a little closer. It's like you're raking the leaves of the big pile, and we took one load on the tarp or whatever, and we put it there. Okay. I know that if I keep doing this, the pile's going to be gone. It's the same thing that I'm doing. If I give them a destination, and I do that in counseling. I say, okay, you're coming in, you laid all this information out. I'm going to do these things to get you here. That's what the book does. You've got this issue. I'm going to give you all this much information. I am going to give you all these action steps. They're going to build. And then when we get here, it's going to look like this. Now they have a big picture, even though they're not getting there yet. They understand what we're doing, how we're doing it, and where we're going.
Beautiful. Hi, everyone. Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to take a pause mid-episode to have a little conversation with Scott Summers here on Hilton Head Island, where I live. You know, I love to talk about healing resources, whether it's for emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, we've tapped upon it all, and financial health. So we are going to talk about some financial health products. All right, well, let's dive into some stuff. Let's talk about some specific products. And folks, you can keep tuning in to episodes and I'll put snippets out about the different products. So it'll one way for you to keep coming back and joining the show. Not that you don't already, but you can listen in mid-conversation, before conversation. I'll be putting these snippets of conversation out.
Yeah, critical illness coverage is a great policy because it covers, the substantial type of illnesses that you could potentially, come across. So, some of us might have a cancer history in the family or history of family heart attack or stroke or something of that nature. Even if you don't, that doesn't necessarily eliminate you from the possibility of that happening. So life insurance policies solely pay in case of death. Living benefits are a part of that policy or a standalone policy altogether. And what those policies do is pay you a lump sum should you experience something like heart attack, cancer, stroke, ALS, kidney failure, Alzheimer's disease, you know, some of those things that, you know, normally it, maybe that eventually, you know, could lead to unexpected or early death, but you might survive through and you might live a really good life after surviving cancer, but you're left with, you know, time off of work. You're left with, you know, financial issues because maybe your insurance might have only paid a portion of that. So that provides a lump sum to the insured to give them some money there that they can work with.
Awesome. All right. Right. Wonderful. Well, everyone, thanks for listening into our little very informative, wonderful conversations with Scott Summers of the Summers Agency here on Hilton Head Island. And again, go to terrywellbrock.com. You can find out more information and click some tabs if there's anything specific you want to know about. And I will be in touch with you. And yeah, now back to the show. Now, again, much of my audience is are people who have diagnosed PTSD or CPTSD. Is this something that those with complex trauma history or intense trauma can utilize?
Absolutely. When I wrote the books, I took all these conditions and kind of, you know, put them together. And all the chapters are, particularly in the first book, are designed specifically for that. People will come in with all different kinds of issues. PTSD, you never get away from that. What people don't tell you is that we all have that to varying degrees. It might be on a, you know, a scale of 1 to 10. It might be a 1 or a 2, or it could be a 9. But we all have it because we go through life. Nothing is stagnant. It's all dynamic. It all changes. We're confronted with things that, you know, are horrible. You just went through one of those things. And what have you said? Yeah, I'm a little discombobulated today because there's an amount of PTSD going on. And we try to work through those things. The faster we get it, obviously, the better. But we all have it. So in everything we do, it's there. It's always that. We never get away from that. So yes, the answer to the question is by all means. In every book I write, it will deal with some of that.
Yes, wonderful. Well, I know me personally, I love it when I come across new information and more resources because it all of it that I've tried, whether I think it's worked or not, has helped me just along the journey. And so, I mean, just what a gift that is to folks to be able to say, yeah, here's some more resources added to your toolbox. Like, what a great gift. So thank you.
You know what I get all the time from people is, I was doing some of that, but I didn't maybe put these things that you talked about, or I was doing it wrong, or I got my emotions or whatever. But what you told me, and this is the beauty of the program, what you told me isn't anything that I didn't know. I just did not know how to apply it. When I get that from a person, then I know we're on the right track and that person's getting it. I don't want them to know my new acronym and, you know, that type of thing, or the new language. That's irrelevant. That's, you know, that's all the tinsel that we don't need. When they come back and say, he didn't say anything that I didn't already hear, but the application process was so drastically different. And now I could grab onto it. I could hold it, be consistent, and see my gains. That's all we're looking for.
Yeah. Now your program is, hold on, I had it underlined, Process Way of Life. And I love that. I love the name of it. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, let's break it down. You and I are doing an interview today. And you know, we had to do all these little things to get here, all those little processes, you know, set the thing up, communicate back and forth, schedule a time, prepare for it. You know, I'm sure you listen to some of the things I've done. I've listened to your podcast, so I know when we're doing this, I know just how we want to flow. That's how life is. Everything we do has a process with it. All the things that I teach in all three books, there are the 52 processes that I have outlined in a table in the beginning of the book, and we apply those to what we're doing. So it might be So example, what's something I call I over E, intellect over emotion, and how to do that, get your emotion out of the way for a while so you can think, give your brain some time to think and put plans together, or slowing things down enough so you're not running into situations and you make all the mistakes because you're going too fast. Things like that, they're all processes. And again, there's 52 that we use. Various process, various chapters for the different problems. Again, gives people, okay, I can, yeah, I'm going too fast and my emotions are there. I remember those two chapters and it had those processes. Slow down, get your mind in it before your emotions, catch your breath, if you will, whatever you have to do. You'll get to the point that you're using conscious thought rather than autopilot thinking, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love it. One of the things I had learned, and I used it on the flight, was to tell that emotion, I'm just going to set you on the shelf for a minute. I'll come back to you in just a second. And a couple of times, as it would start to arise, I'd be like, hold up, I'm just going to set you here on the shelf and I'll be right back to you. And it was like my logical brain was just kind of telling my emotion, just sit here, wait. And it did, and it worked, and I loved it. So.
I like what you said for two reasons. One, that's a great way to say it. I'm going to put you over here. You verbalize it. I'm going to put you here. Then it came back. And that's such an important key because we like to think that if we fix it, it stays fixed. It doesn't ever work that way. Something will challenge it. New situations, new people, new events will come in and challenge it. And if we are able to say, well, yeah, okay, I know that's going to happen. I did this once. I know what to do. It came back. I'm going to put it back on the shelf. It came back. I'm going to put it back on the shelf. It's a repetitive process. And as the brain grabs it, then it becomes more automatic. And that's what the brain wants to make things become as automatic as possible, because then it frees up brain power, if you will, to use in other things. So it likes to go autopilot, but let's get the right kind of autopilot there, is what I tell people. So it's coming back. It's a return visit. You know, it's interesting. At the end of all my books, I have the last chapter, which is Good Housekeeping. It is here comes the return visit. You did all this work. Now you got a house clean again, but you did it once. You know what to do. It's not going to be this intense thing that happened. You're just going to see it. And when it starts, you're going to see it. So now back on that scale of 1 to 10, it's not a 9 anymore. It's a 2. I said, yeah, right. I can do this. And you do it.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And just a really quick story. So my son, I stayed at my son's place and when I went back up to Ohio, and he bought these two end tables for his bedroom. And we opened the box for the first one. And I'm not kidding when I say it had 472 pieces. Like there were just bags of bolts and nuts and I mean like tiny wood pieces and very solid, and it was really cool once we got it together. But we sat there watching Thursday night football together on his floor, just putting it together, drills and hammers, and it was crazy. And it was fun to spend that time with my son. We didn't kill each other in the process. We were very patient with one another because we didn't tighten something and then it was rattly and we had to take things apart. Anyway, so he goes to work the next day. On Friday, he had to work, and I was in it alone with his dog in his place, and I said, ooh, there's that other box. I should just dump it out and see and try it. Well, he walks in the door and this was late in the afternoon, like 4 o'clock. He walks in the door about 5:30, and he was like, Mom, did you put that together by yourself? Well, it went so fast because I had done the first one with
Right.
him, figured out our mistakes, you know, knew what to do, knew what I had done wrong the first time. And I was able to just be like, oh, I don't even need to read the directions for this part. It was like zip, 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 and got through it. So yeah, I love what you just said because I'm like, oh, I just applied that.
And that's the way it works. We're building reference points to go back to and then bring forward. And then there'll be the new ones. And what do? We read the instructions, which we don't like. We read information. We do what we need to do to prepare. You know, it's sort of like I always the example I always use is the person painting their house who refuses to do the prep work, which is get the blue tape out and tape all the edges and, you know, get your ladder ready and your plastic on the floor. And then they zip through it because they want to get it all done. Then they look and they say, I've got paint on that windowsill. Oh my God, I didn't realize I spilled it on the carpet. So now you've got twice as much work to do, because and it may or may not come off the carpet and everything else, and you may repaint and do all those things. We go that fast because in our brains, we want everything to be done fast with as little effort as possible. And I tell people, if you really love your life and you feel you're worth it, every day you get up and you start again. And the process begins, and you say, that's okay, because I'm worth it. And we
Yes.
don't
Oh,
do that.
I love that message. Yes. Beautiful. Well, I could just sit and talk to you for another few hours, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to touch upon anything that we haven't had a chance to yet.
Again, the most important thing to take away is that everything you have is already there. Please, I tell people this all the time, and I'll tell your listeners the same thing. Don't look at yourself as broken to the point that you're different and you can't be fixed and it's never going to get better and you're never going to get what you need to fix anything. It's already there. But get your emotions out of it because they make it look three times as worse as it really is. And begin to grab a program, whether it's mine or someone else's that can work for you. Go get that power that's inside you. Learn how to define it and use it. If you can do that, life does get better.
Yes. Now, just to clarify for myself and probably the audience, when you say it's already there, are you talking, what I hear is like our brain, our bodies, our being, our soul, all of us, it wants to be at peace. Like it wants to be not off center, like, centered. And
Balance,
so
balance.
that's what, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. It's
Okay.
about getting your life in balance. I always tell people, we are physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual entities. When we get that in balance, that's when we're happy. So everything I'm telling them is you have it, but let's clear the garbage out of your life. Example, do you have the ability to sit down and read a book? Oh my God, no. I sit in 2 pages and I want to run away. And I say, well, let's stop a minute. Let's look at how you're living life. How fast are you going? Are you setting aside enough time to read? Are you putting accelerants in your body that, the caffeines and all that energy drinks and whatever else? Are you doing all those things that will now put you in a position to make attempting to read a book an unsuccessful venture? Let's get all that stuff out of the way. Now, what did you find? My intellect is engaging. I'm understanding what I'm reading. The power to do this was all inside, but I had it covered up with all this other stuff. Once I removed that, I began to say, wow, it wasn't 2 pages, it was four. Oh, I sat for that. Maybe I'll try to go to five. Maybe I'll just sit down and say, I'm going to. In my mind, say, I'm going to read tonight as long as I can. It's like working out. I did 5 minutes. Now maybe I'm doing 20. Maybe I can do an hour. We build on it. It's already there. We just have to learn how to use it.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, how do folks find your books? How do they connect with you and your program?
Best way to get to me is my website, FausteRuggiero.com. It's my name.com. Everything about the books, everything that I'm talking about is there. Contact links. If anyone wants to contact me with a question or services or whatever they want to do, everything is on that website.
Wonderful. And I'll put links in show notes, folks, so you can find them there. Or if you're on the Facebook page, I'll put out links for the books and all of that fun stuff as well. So yeah, just go there. All right. Well, it has just been wonderful to have you here. I've certainly learned a lot. Thank you for joining me and in sharing your insights and just, yeah, just shining your light of hope into the world.
And I appreciate it. As someone who listens to your interviews and your podcasts, I know how much of a wonderful job you're doing. So it's really been a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I call it my soul work because, yeah, as a survivor, it just I was drawn to just offer a space for folks like you who are doing such amazing work to, yeah, just share your gifts with others. So thank you.
It's been a
All right.
pleasure.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us today on the Healing Place podcast. And remember, until next time, be gentle with yourself. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey everybody, Teri Welbrock here. Just wanted to thank you again for being a part of this healing space and my hashtag hope for healing journey. Thank you for sharing, liking, inviting others to join, listening in. You've really helped this show blossom. It has now been downloaded in 136 countries and is in the top 2% globally out of 3.2 million shows, which is just amazing. And it's all because of you and your tuning in and inviting others and sharing and liking and loving. And your reviews on Apple really help too. My goal is to hit 100 five-star reviews by the end of the year. And I am closing in on that. So if you are listening in on Apple or Apple Podcasts, please go and rate the show and leave a review if you absolutely love it. And I would be most appreciative. Also, if you would like to receive my monthly Hope for Healing newsletter, please be sure to go to terriwellbrock.com. It's T-E-R-I, just one R, W-E-L-L-B-R-O-C-K.com. And I have a gift to send you for signing up for that monthly Hope for Healing newsletter. Plus, there are many other resources listed on that page, including a resource library. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.